Paradise Cove is a Hawaii-based art collective. They create temporary experiences that encourage people to think critically about Hawaii and have two exhibitions up right now at Ward Warehouse and at Ars Cafe Diamond Head. Visual artist Drew Broderick is a member of Paradise Cove. He personally has produced some of the most engaging and critical artworks in Honolulu the last few years. He's shaking his head. Engaging because they draw you in, and then the critical part hits you later, which is nice. Welcome, Drew.
Thanks for having me.
So glad you're here. Okay, now, Paradise Cove likes creating experiences. Why is that your modus operandi?
Well, I feel like people are more willing to engage with art if it's through an experience and not necessarily just looking at something on a wall. So Paradise Cove kind of plays off of that and presents installations that are kind of dressed up as experiences to lure people in.
It's just part of the subversive, kind of product you put out here. But it straddles so many different feelings that it makes you feel a little like the bottom dropped out when you walk in. For example, to the store that you've got there at Ward Warehouse, it looks like a regular retail store.
I think retail is a particularly comfortable environment for a lot of people. And that feeling that you're talking about where you kind of have this moment where you realize, oh, maybe this isn't what I thought it was.
You're right.
So, we play on those kinds of experiences to make our audiences feel comfortable and, as I was saying, kind of step into something that they wouldn't otherwise voluntarily put themselves in.
Right. There's a mannequin there. Let's describe it a little bit.
Yeah.
You feel like you're kind of walking into a party space, actually.
Yeah, party space or a kind of informal retail space. There are definitely things that signify retail. Mm-hmm. There's racks with clothing. There's mannequins, as you were saying, but maybe used to a different or for a different agenda, which would be, for us, I think, generating conversation.
It all gradually unfolds. I welcome you to check it out. How do they find it? I can't remember. Is there signage there at Ward Warehouse? It's kind of in the middle.
It's minimal. It's between OEV and Hakubundo.
Okay.
And there's a small sign. It's not a loud retail space.
You've got to try that. Okay. And the other exhibition you've got up is at Ars Cafe and Gallery there on Montserrat. The whole idea, though, of working as a collective is kind of a different way of going.
Yeah, I think for us, it's all the first time that we've worked in a group. And it's been, I think, a really good experience, not just for our individual practices, but also just for what it means to work together. It's definitely more viable economically because we share costs, more viable in terms of labor because we share the labor associated with producing art. It produces conversations that we wouldn't otherwise have with each other. And in that sense, I feel like it's the right mode of production for us in the environment that we're in now.
But who's going to be the Batman and all the other Robins? I mean, what happened to the Damien Hirst model a living in art?
We try to not emphasize authorship in that way. We're obviously not selling work in the way that someone like Damien Hirst would be or anyone, really. But the focus is not really the sales. The focus is to generate work that offers critique and allows for conversation.
Okay, this could be a problem, Drew.
Yeah, long term, I think if it was how we were all trying to make a living, it would be a problem. But because we're not putting those kinds of pressures on ourselves and getting income from supplementing our income from other jobs, we are able to produce a kind of uncompromised vision of what we want.
It's amazing, too, to come upon it. And you do kind of come upon it, unsuspecting the way you guys lay it out. Okay, so what is the critique? What are you trying to say?
I think it ranges. In regards to the critique at the Ars show on Montserrat, I think we're kind of grappling with issues of cultural commodification by way of the tourism industry, and not just offering like an anti- anti-tourism opinion. It's not about that for us. It's about acknowledging the way that we're a part of what we're critiquing, the ways that we condone what we're critiquing, and in that sense, also critiquing ourselves. It's definitely not a us and them. It's a we're all in it together.
I know, and nothing could be more confusing.
No.
For example, one of the pieces in the art show is a large, kind of shocking pink sort of poster, and the graphic, the things that are combined in it graphically are so alluring. It just grabs you graphically.
Mm.
And then you start looking at the pieces, the chains, the this, the that. It's disturbing.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like it incorporates an element of a kind of decorative nature, like you're talking about, but to a different end than one would normally encounter.
This is supposed to be a fantastic time for artists in Hawaii.
It is.
And in Honolulu. Look at all the art all around town that's coming up, and as well as, you know, all the art that goes up around those barricades, around the buildings.
Mm.
Of course, that art on the barricades tends to look smaller and less significant as the building behind it goes up.
Yeah.
But, you know, the artists are working now.
It's a great time for art in Hawaii. And I feel like as opportunity increases, there will also be opportunity for work that is not purely commercially driven. And I think that's where we, as Paradise Cove, try to situate ourselves.
Oh, man. That's what makes you unusual. I think. Okay, now you've also been a curator. You've had your own gallery. What are you going to do now, Drew?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I'm off to curatorial studies school at Bard in New York. But back to Paradise Cove and not me. Mm-hmm. Paradise Cove, we're going to be curating a show at Mark's Garage in the beginning of July. It'll
be
a selection of works from the most recent Contact exhibition. And we're also working on another show at the Ward Space.
Oh, really? Okay. So the current show is until the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got another one coming up beginning of July.
We'll probably do two more shows before the space closes.
And
the warehouse is leveled forever.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming in, Drew.
Thanks for having me.
Jeez. The Paradise Cove installation in their storefront at Ward Warehouse continues through the end of this month, and then they'll have another one up through July. Their exhibition at Ars Cafe on Montserrat is up through the end of the month. And see more on this group at paradisecove.biz. Thank you.